Have you ever noticed that there are many people who just can't seem to give short answers? They know a lot. They want to say more than people want to hear. They can start to stumble in their thoughts as they speak. I'll have my radio show on Thursday. When I interview a guest, there are many qualities that make a great guest. One quality is you stop talking after you answer the question. I had a friend who once said, "I asked Hank about his grandmother's nationality, and he took me all the way back to the Garden of Eden." Well, our Lord often gave short answers, succinct answers, when people asked him questions. Last week, we heard our Lord's greatest short sermon: "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." I spoke about that, how we can often forget what we owe God and how we give God our time, like you are now, our talent, our treasure. This week, our Lord gives another great short sermon. It's prompted by a question from a scholar of the law, a scholar of the law of Moses, the law of Moses found in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. This scholar of the law of Moses approaches our Lord and asks him, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Well, we're not talking about the Ten Commandments here. We're talking about the 613 commandments of the law of Moses. 248 of them correlate to the known parts of the body at that time. 365 of them correlate to the days of the year. 613 total. We heard a few of them in today's first reading. If you borrow a cloak, give it back. That's a precept. Now, do these precepts numbering 613 have equal value? Well, that's the debate of the rabbis. That's how the rabbis spent their time. So we have this question: which is the greatest? So obviously, before they crucify our Lord's body with nails, they want to do something worse to him. They want to crucify our Lord's soul with their tongues. So here comes this question. And again, our Lord answers in a brilliant way. He quotes scripture back. Our Lord said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest, and this is the first." Had Jesus stopped there, this scholar of the law would have been happy. And our lives in following Jesus would have been a lot easier. But first, Jesus quotes Deuteronomy chapter 6. He quotes the going away sermon of Moses, when Moses gave his farewell speech to the people. Moses said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your mind." This is called the Shema prayer. The Jews hold it very dear. They write it down on a piece of paper. They roll it up and they put it in a device called a mezuzah. And they attach this mezuzah to the doorway of their home. When they leave their home, they touch it. When they enter their home, they touch it. Always to be reminded that they ought to love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul and with all their mind. But Jesus doesn't stop there. Jesus gives in today's gospel the fine print of Christianity. He said, "You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself." Now he's quoting scripture again. He's quoting Leviticus chapter 19. To love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But before that, he says that this commandment is like the first. It's not in addition to it. It is equal to it. It is a duplicate of it. To love our neighbor as we love ourselves is like loving God. Now, there are several problems with this. One problem is that we don't choose our neighbor. We choose our friends. We usually fight with our neighbors. But we are to love that neighbor whom we did not choose like we love ourselves. Simultaneously, loving God and loving our neighbor. In other words, we know how we can love our God to the extent that we have loved our neighbor. These are the two laws of Christ. If love of God is a gift, if our faith is a gift, then so is love of neighbor. We need to pray for that grace. Just as we pray for grace to believe, we need to pray for grace to love those close in our lives whom we don't want close in our lives. Today's lesson is this. When Jesus said, "A second commandment is like it," he gave a whole new meaning to the nature of our relationship and love of God. So, if last week Jesus gave his greatest sermon, this week Jesus gives his most shocking sermon.